Now joined by head coach Dylan Lowry of the Tri-County Boys. It is game day for Tri-County. I'm working on a couple of different websites here. One that has the season schedule for Tri-County and the other that has the bracket. Tri-County is going to play Mercer, and they played Mercer a lot this year. They're going to play him in the early game today at 4:30. So as this airs on KTTN within the hour here on from Eagleville, the two-seed Mercer, the seven-seed is Tri-County. As we've been talking about here in the months of January and February with Coach Lowry, Coach, you've been playing better, especially late January and early February, but starting with the HDC tournaments, yeah, I don't know, some of it is just playing tough competition, but the boys have had a little bit of a struggle here, it looks like, of late.
That is true. We've had our ups and downs to people being sick or out of it, but it's a long season, and sometimes it wears on younger players whenever trying to see how much growth they've had in these games. But you take a couple lumps here and there, and it does take a little bit to bounce back. And I think that's kind of what happened that the other night when we were playing Grundy. We came out strong, and then we kind of had some adversity and weren't able to persevere really through that game.
Going forward here, Coach, obviously, you know, it's not the end of the season yet, but you got districts and the next loss will end the season, whether that's tonight or, you know, whether it's later on this week or next week. That's why they play the games, we find out. But the off season is getting close here for Tri-County, and we know that you have most of the guys returning next year. Is obviously, you know, physically working on their body, working on their game, that's important, but is that, you know, mental side of being able to fight through adversity, is that important for this group moving forward?
Oh, that's huge for us. Just being able to understand what all it actually takes to win ball games. They've worked really hard in the off season. They've worked on their fine-tuned skills, but sometimes you have to get that mental aspect in check. I think just playing more games, adding more experience, and does add a lot to their capabilities. But coming out tonight, especially and ending the season right with nothing to lose, just persevering, ready to finish the right way, win or lose, is a big part of the offseason as well.
What's the biggest challenge with, you know, playing well against Mercer, Coach? What do the Cardinals do that, you know, you've seen them enough, and I know we've talked about them throughout the season, but what makes them a good team?
They're always very good in the half-court defense, and I think that's where it really gets into our boys' heads. We do well to shut down initially on defense, but being able to turn into offensive points is a big part, and that's what we really focus on this week, working on their set defense, knowing what to expect, and realizing that we can score against them, and that's what we're really going to be pushing it tonight.
You mentioned the phrase score, and if I look at, you know, obviously out of the last seven games, you lost six of them. You have that 36-35 win against Norbrunn, but that's not necessarily a game when you let up the scoreboard either. So you've been stuck anywhere offensively between, on bad nights, 25 points, and on good nights, maybe getting up into the low 40s, which it's hard to win when you're scoring that number. In order to get, whether it's, you know, 55 or 60 or adding 10 to 15 points per game when it comes to next year, Coach, what's the biggest thing that the guys can do to improve their offense going forward?
I think getting the offensive flow. We've got a decent amount of guys that we've switched back and forth each month to score, but sometimes it takes a first quarter, maybe second quarter, before they start really getting into a groove. And I think some players mesh better than others. Just not used to playing with one another. We had one move in that wasn't used to playing with us. We've kind of fluxed on our starters, and being able to find that true pattern and knowing what each person's capable of, I think, is just giving us time, and sometimes that takes longer than you'd like.
When you talk about a rebuilding project, you know, last year was a long season. You won a couple here and there, but it was tough. And this year, as we talked about, there's been improvement shown. And the last couple of weeks kind of tough, but, you know, level of competition plays into that as well. In the course of a rebuilding project, I look at, okay, 2 years out from where you were last year. When you look at next year, I think next year is huge for this group.
And that's right. And I think they know it. I hope they can see it, because I think the coaching staff and the community is starting to see how much we have improved. and sometimes it's hard to look at the win-loss record. And we did make a pretty big step this year, but being able to compete with those tough level teams and realize that sometimes it's hard to go up against senior boys that are just a lot bigger and stronger and they have more experience. And being able to realize that sometimes you have to do your time. It doesn't happen overnight, even with talent.
You played Grundy a week ago. You lost that one at your place, 67-43. And in talking with Coach Wells on Mondays over at Grundy, they're a team that, you know, for whatever reason, he tried a variety of things to kind of get their offense going. But he kind of told me yesterday that, you know, Grundy plays better playing fast. Did they get the pace going against you guys to a level that made the Mustangs uncomfortable last Tuesday, Coach?
I think so. In the first half, we were able to run a gun with them. Being able to move in transition to get a few stops here and there. But in the second half, we weren't able to keep up. We have our bench was mostly back, but not quite all of us. And we weren't able to just keep that same intensity that they had. And so it really took a huge flip in the third quarter whenever they kind of kept pushing the ball and we were trying to get back to stop. But they really do thrive in that and higher intensity, but trying to keep the boys in our tempo is something that we have to make sure we do no matter who we're playing against.
It's you like to think that if your season's on the line, and it is when you get to this week, that it doesn't matter when you play, that the boys are going to be fired up. But with all that being said, the 4:30 game, it's not all that close from Mercer to Eagleville, and it's not necessarily real close from Jamesport to Eagleville. So that 4:30 game today, that's one where the gym's usually fairly empty. You got the diehard fans there, as I like to say. But that's a game where you got to find a way to kind of build up your energy there in the first quarter.
And I think that kind of goes into the practice beforehand. I think we've had some good practices. We're getting some high intensity out of the boys, and I think that's a big part of being ready for a ball game. We've struggled in the past to get ready because you can't wait an hour before a game to get pumped up. And I think getting mentally prepared, getting physically prepared is a process. And sometimes they have to just realize that, and then whenever it's time to go, that they have nothing to lose, just leave it all on the floor.
As you said earlier, too, if it takes the Mustangs, for whatever reason, if it takes you a quarter to a quarter and a half to get the feet going today, that could be the end of the season right there. I mean, it's great if you get going in the second quarter and you start playing well, but at that point, if you're down by 10, 15 points, that's a really difficult thing to come back from against Mercer.
Exactly. They're so disciplined on that. Defense for them, it's hard to get a 10-15-point streak. It's just not really possible. You have to be able to stay in the game the whole time. And that's where they step on the floor and just have to own the floor. You come out ready and prepared and just be ready to shoot when they give the opportunity and block down every one and done on shooting.
Head Coach Dylan Lowry of the Tri-County Mustangs. They're in action today, 4:30 up at Eagleville against Mercer. The winner goes to the semifinals at the Ketchum Center in Trenton on Thursday night to take on either Pattonsburg or East Harrison at 8:15. Appreciate the time, Coach. Good luck today.
Thank you.